What's up, everybody? It's Roger James here, founder of this Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about this previous week's comic books. I'm going to be doing this every Tuesday. So, first off, let's jump into some of the big ones from this week. So, James, what was your kind of your highlights from this week?
My highlights for this week were definitely, without question, West Coast Avengers number 2 and Mr. and Mrs. X number 3. So Mr. and Mrs. X, I know you've read previous issues in this one, but you haven't read this week's issue.
I read the first issue, and I'll be honest, it didn't really catch me enough to kind of keep reading. Again, you have so many different comic books, so you've only got so much time and money to kind of spend.
Oh, yeah.
So these ones, neither of these two were on my pickup list, but then this is why we pick up different movies, different books and stuff. But yeah, so Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. and Mrs. X, number 3, of course, refers to Rogue and Gambit on their honeymoon. They're off in space for whatever reason. And they have picked up an egg, which has now hatched into the daughter of Lilandra, who was the queen of a space empire, and Professor Xavier. And we're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with that character, but she kind of evolves a bit. She develops a bit of a personality. There is an entire sequence of them just chasing her around their ship, trying to be like, "No, we're good. Don't run away from us." And I'm not selling it very well, but it's actually really, really funny. Deadpool is involved. I don't want to get into the full thing. I think people should read it on their own. But it's a really well done comic. Honestly, if you told me I would be enjoying a comic about Rogue and Gambit, I'd be like, sure. What universe are we in again? But honestly, this book surprised me. I'm enjoying it. It's totally off the cuff. It's totally just random silliness, not Deadpool style silliness, although he is in the issue. But yeah, it's a surprisingly fun book. And I would say the exact same thing about West Coast Avengers number 2, which despite the title is actually a continuation of the most recent Hawkeye series. And we're talking about the female Hawkeye in this case, Kate Bishop. But it's got both her and male Hawkeye, Clint Barton. It's got a relatively new character. It's got Quentin Quire from the X-Men, who is a complete jerk, but in a hilarious way. It's got Gwenpool in it. And Gwenpool and Quentin playing off of each other is some of the funniest stuff I have read in forever. This book's by Kelly Thompson. I can't recommend it enough. It is currently my favorite Marvel book, although that's probably going to change in a couple weeks when Unstoppable Wasp comes out. But we'll talk about that when that's out. Now, I read both of these. You have not read those. Yeah. What's the top of your list from the books you did read?
Kicked off with the new Return of the Wolverine, which kind of, it was like a night. I mean, I haven't really been keeping up with Old Man Logan. I mean, off doing all those things. So suddenly it has come back in, new series with Wolverine. He's back to his old self. He doesn't have a clue what's going on. He's got no memory. And he's fighting and just getting on with it. And it was just, it was almost that kind of thing of where he like wakes up from like being Weapon X. He doesn't know who he is. He's back to being Wolverine. That's what Wolverine was, you know, the guy with amnesia that just killed stuff. That's kind of, and yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
I have to assume that the amnesia in this is going to be temporary, because the idea will be to get him back to a character that's recognizable. They haven't done the "I don't know my past" story since like the early 2000s at the latest. I think that's about when Origins came out. So I can't imagine they're going to go back all the way to that, because anybody who's seen him in the movies, they might be at least a little familiar with that. But you know, we've had Wolverine's Origins, we've had Logan, we've had all these movies that cover his history, so that's not really his status quo.
It's also the fact that he's just back in yellow tights, and he just looks like Wolverine.
Right, and it looks like the rest of this series is going to be him unlocking other aspects of his personality and history as we go along. I have to admit, yeah, that's enjoyable. I'm perfectly fine with them piecing him back together. This is Marvel trying to extend a story, which should really just be an issue or two long, but you know, that's another matter entirely. I think it's as good as it's going to be for this kind of story.
Yeah, we also jumped over to Star Wars. So the main Star Wars title was out this week, and again, just lots of space battles, you know, Han and Luke flying around in X-Wings and kind of getting away. And it was just a proper, another good, solid Star Wars thing of them just in space, fighting it out. And this is exactly what you want.
Yeah, I have no complaints with Star Wars 54. I do know that some of the more hardcore fans were upset at the death of I'm not going to call him a major character, but an important character from Rogue One, one of the survivors from that movie, which apparently, I didn't even know this, his survival had been set in a guidebook where they had said that he, you know, survived through most of the war or whatever. And now and Marvel has officially come out and said, no, the comic version is the real version. We'll update the guide to reflect that later.
Yeah. It's a kind of weird thing, isn't it? Of where they do this kind of thing of where they like retrofit afterwards of what they've been doing. And he kind of died. And I'm like, I was sitting there going, I reread it and went, well, he is. I recognize him, and they've killed him off. I'm like, it was that kind of weird thing of like, he obviously wasn't a big enough character where I knew who he was, but I knew I recognized him. So it was a bit of an odd one.
I did recognize him even before I read about the controversy, but he's not, you know, one of the major characters. He has speaking lines. He is an influence on the Rogue One story, but, you know, honestly, killing him or not. Yes, okay. He's the sacrificial offering of this story, so they can go see somebody important died without actually killing anyone they couldn't kill because they were in later movies.
I do find it funny with the fact they keep dropping Jyn Erso's name every like two comic books of like, oh, the sacrifice. Just like, you, none of you knew her. She's like, you keep dropping in, like trying to desperately connect to Rogue One and that she means something. And Luke was aware of it and inspired her. And it's like, no, she was a nobody before and she was a nobody afterwards. Yes, she helped you out. But I just cringe when I think, originally when I saw it the first time, I was like, okay, cool. Well, but I've seen it happen so many times in the comic books. Now it's going, stop. It's like, you can't keep doing this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of on the fence on that one. I'm willing to let them kind of go, well, there would be records of who took the shuttle and who led the mission and all this stuff. And they knew who was the one who went to Scarif to get the stuff, because obviously they had to go after her afterwards. But and they have to make her a hero because, you know, of her contribution. So I'm willing to kind of give them, but I understand where you're coming from that, too, where it's like, oh, yeah, we kind of need to make the character that we invented important in the big story, even though she is never mentioned in any of the movies.
No, so sense. But so that was another one. The big one really was Avengers, the new Avengers one. I think it was 7 or 8.
Eight. Avengers 8.
Yeah, it was kind of like bringing Robbie Ghost Rider into the Avengers and kind of just really just ending up the thing of where they've been fighting with the Sentinels, and they've got this team back together and Captain Marvel's in it. And I'll be honest, I was a little bit, I kind of read it and I went, did I miss an episode? Did I miss an issue? Because it's like, they kind of had this big battle with these Sentinels and all the rest of it. And there was a load of heroes back in time. And like, where did they go? Are they still there? Why last month, Robbie was riding Ghost Rider was on a Mammoth and now he's gone. And I'm like, I don't understand what I had to read it twice because I was like, I felt like I missed something.
And I honestly did miss something because I jumped from Avengers 2 to Avengers 8. I did not read the intervening issues. The only reason I read this one was I had a plane, a 4-hour flight, and I'm like, I need something to entertain myself. So I picked up a whole bunch of books I otherwise wouldn't have touched. And Avengers is one of them because, like I said, I dropped it after 2. That said, I didn't realize that there was a giant like missing section out of this, or that it just kind of abruptly picked up from 7. I kind of enjoyed it. It was entertaining seeing them like carving out the middle of this dead celestial that has now become their monument / base, and Robbie's all excited and Captain Marvel's getting recruited and so forth. But I was definitely on like, yeah, this, you know, it's Avengers. I don't see any particular reason to continue on past this issue. I might give number 9 a shot, but I don't know. It depends on when it comes out and what else is coming out that week. So
yeah, see, for me, I think it's almost that thing of like, I want to keep reading that one because it's like, it's the Avengers, it's got all the characters in and it's a main one. But it did feel like, you know, we had all this time travel and murder, and it was like, it went nowhere. Or it might go somewhere in eventually, but right now it feels like, well, all this slant, it's, I, do we really need this? I mean, Avengers Tower is already empty in New York. it's just like, okay, so now we've got a big celestial being that in the middle of the Arctic that they're living in. I don't know. It was a little bit like, I'm not sure quite what the point of that was, but nevertheless, jumping over now to Life of Captain Marvel, which was a complete shift taken. I've been enjoying this book. It definitely is a lot slower paced. The artwork I like. It's introducing her, slowly introducing her backstory. And then suddenly then the entire comic book changed at the end. I don't want to go into too much detail. But something I was like, okay, that was a bit different. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where they want to have a streamlined origin for the movie and for anybody who's coming into the movie and doesn't know anything about Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel, which, to be honest, is probably the best way to do it because her backstory is awful, to be polite about it. So this book is really about kind of giving her an origin that doesn't interfere with the origin she already has, but you don't really need to be aware of. Until those last couple of pages were like, oh yeah, by the way, there's totally this other origin story and we're going to tell you about that now. And like, okay. Except this is also a huge shift. I'm not going to spoil what the ending is, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's something that has not once come up, and it is a fundamental change to her origin. This part of her history is like, oh yeah, so you know, the thing that gives her superpowers she actually had all along, but it must have been activated by the Psyche Magnetron, which is something they'll talk about in a later thing. But it's like, I'm not necessarily sure this is a good change for the character, but we'll see. You know, this could be a total fake out. They whatever we see in the next issue could be like, oh yeah, this thing that you saw isn't actually what you think you saw. So we'll see where they go with that.
No, it definitely was very different. Very wasn't quite where I was expecting it to go. And I think just in general, I'm liking this series because it feels a bit different. It definitely feels a little bit different to anything else that's going on at the moment.
Yeah, it's a different story. It's obviously, like I said, meant to be an introduction to the character. I mean, it's called The Life of Captain Marvel. It's supposed to be an introduction to the character for people who don't know anything about her, and will be that introductory story if you want to go in and read more Captain Marvel stories after you see the movie next year.
Yeah. So anything else you read? Because I like I said, I think I only picked about four or five books this week. I was away for like most of the week at, for EGX and stuff. So didn't quite ever catch up.
I don't know if I would say I read this, but I did browse it at the comic shop, and that was Soldier Supreme, which is the first Time Warps books. This is the combination of Doctor Strange and Captain America. And I browsed it because I was like, do I want to read this or not? And it's literally a 22-page origin story for the new version of Captain America, or the Soldier Supreme. And just like, considering this is a 2-issue miniseries, not counting whatever his appearances are in Infinity Wars, I don't care. I honestly don't care. It's exactly what I would expect it to be. It's the origin of Steve Rogers, which you know from Captain America First Avenger, and the origin of Doctor Strange, which you kind of know from his movie, and mashed together exactly how you would expect it to be mashed together. And it's like, cool. This didn't need to be a comic, guys. We could have figured this one out ourselves. That said, there is an Infinity Warps book coming out because I did check out like the checklist at the end, which vaguely interests me, and that is Weapon Hex.
Yeah.
Which is the combination of X-23 and Scarlet Witch. And I have to admit, my interest in it is solely because it's X-23. I will browse that one in the store and see if it's worth coming out. That's not this week. That is 2 weeks from now. So we'll see if it's worth talking about then.
Yeah, no, it's definitely that kind of thing. I'm becoming more and more wary of Infinity Warps the more I get in. I'm going to continue on and finish off the six-piece series, but I'm not going to delve down these spin-offs because they're eventually going to become meaningless.
Oh, this has got to be completely forgotten.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this briefly last week, maybe the week before. I expect that maybe one of these characters, one of these Infinity Warps characters, whether it's Soldier Supreme or Weapon Hex or Iron Hammer, which is, I think, the one this week, one of them will make it into the proper Marvel Universe, just like X-Man and Dark Beast made it from Age of Apocalypse and so forth like that. But most of this is going to be completely inconsequential.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a mixed week, really. There was a lot of stuff out, but nothing kind of, it was, yeah, I wouldn't say like huge amount of stuff jumped out at me when I was browsing through all the books and stuff.
No. And I think next week is going to be a much bigger week, but not for Marvel. Next week is going to be a huge week for DC. They've actually got a couple of books coming out, but we're not going to talk about them because we don't talk about DC. Right. However, I think, I'm looking at a list over here. Disney Comics and Stories from IDW, that starts next week. So that there at least is a new launch to talk about next week. And then there's a couple other Star Wars books, etc. So, X-Men Blue is coming to an end. I don't even know if I'm going to bother reading that or not. But
this is the thing sometimes with these books, isn't it? Of you can get in them, and if it's, you know, at the end of the day, like I say, they're expensive. So if you're not enjoying it, there's always something else. If you're into, just because you start a series, don't mean you have to finish it. And especially with these long running ones, you can move around as and when you need it. But on that note, guys, let us know what you are reading in the comments below. What was your highlight of the week? Let us know your thoughts. You can go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. You can like, follow, and subscribe on all the different video platforms. I'm going to go off later and buy a curtain so I can see on these mornings, because now the sunrise is getting over this, because literally it's the ocean behind me. Because we record it, the time's changed. The sun's come up and my blind that's out is so far short of it, I can't see what I'm looking at right. That is so bright. So I'm gonna be buying a curtain so I can see next week. So, and while I'm getting darker and darker in my head, is so not quite how I planned it, but it's been fine for the past 3 months, and suddenly this morning I can't see a thing. So on that note, James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
It's getting bright as the sun's just right in front of my head. I just can't see
a thing. I've got blackout curtains. Not that it matters. It's midnight.
Because dawn is just coming up on the ocean and on the sea. And up to now, normally it's already been up by now, but it's right below the blind that I've put out of the building. And so, it's only going to get worse as daylight comes in. So I will sort this out for next week. So I'm not quite so, I'm just nothing but my head right now. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon next week, and we'll see you guys soon. Laters.
Later.